You will wake up!
I am awake.
Remain calm, Crucius. This is Inquisitor Aatrox. Don't try to salute, boy. Your right arm is being treated for a wound from a plasma pistol. You are in a decontamination cell beneath the governor's palace. You are being treated for exhaustion and several minor infections following your assignment to the Hive slums. This was your final test assignment. Do you recall?
Yes, Master.
And after all you have been through, you still wish to one day serve me as an interrogator?
Yes, Master.
Then you will submit your report.
Assignment 552. Governor Phelon Dunn found guilty of corruption and executed. Instructions: all vassals and menial labor to be retained for interview. Confirm full extent of governmental corruption. Identify any threats of surviving activity.
You will take your time.
My designated target was Sanitation Operative 65-9. Female. 46 Terran standard years old. Dismissed from service on grounds of ill health 2 weeks prior to Governor's arrest. I traced her to sub-sediment dwellings in district locally known as the Trenches. Here I faced opposition from the dominant native gang.
It was they who wounded you?
Yes, Master.
And how many did you kill in return?
All of them, Master.
You will continue.
I located the target in the basement of a disused factorial. Given her advanced state of intoxication and the surrounding isolation, I carried out the interview on site.
Your instruments were not among your possessions when we picked you up.
My kit was damaged in the firefight, Master. I had with me only a knife and pistol, so I improvised, using whatever else I could. Fire, nails, splinters of glass. In this manner, I managed to sustain the interview for the recommended 6 days, during which the subject stubbornly maintained that she had no knowledge of any governmental corruption. She insisted upon this until the interview achieved conclusion.
I see.
Master Aatrox, I am sorry. I have failed.
Do you believe she was telling the truth, Crucius?
A vial. You compiled it yourself, Master. And your notes directed me to encourage confession of guilt. What I believe is not...
Regardless, having conducted your own research of the subject's background and collated the testimony of her fellow vassals, did you see any actual evidence of corrupt activity on her part? Any at all?
To doubt the assessment of an Imperial Inquisitor, let alone a man of your stature, is tantamount to heresy, Master. Any evidence at all would be secondary to the accusation. I simply failed to elicit the correct confession. I would never doubt your protocols, Master. Not after all you have done for me. Everything you have given me. My trust in you is absolute. I would never question your reasoning, nor your choice of target.
When did you realize who she was?
2 days prior to securing her, I overcompensated in my research, which I suspect you knew I would. I checked the local administratum sub-records. It was all there. She worked in the governor's kitchens when I was born. Spent what must have been the last of her money bribing a local missionary. That's how I was accepted into the Schola Progenium.
She could have sold you to the bio-merchants for parts, fetched herself a tidy sum. Instead, she chose to give you life, an education, hope, spared you the misery of her own existence. Did you tell her who you were?
She recognized me as soon as she was sober, Master. Told me I had my father's eyes. I leveraged her trauma towards obtaining a confession. But she was too agitated, too ill. With my instruments gone, I hadn't the stims I needed to keep her alive for longer. Forgive me, Master.
You will describe to me the moment you watched her die. You will tell me how that made you feel, Crucius.
Feel?
Emotion, boy! Forget protocol! Forget for a moment all I have instilled in you. I'm talking about spontaneous, natural feeling. This was the woman who loved you, starved for you, gave up her life for you. All this you knew before you tortured her to death for a crime of which you knew she was innocent. So tell me, how did that feel?
It felt like polishing my boots. Like brushing my uniform, combing my hair. It didn't feel like anything, Master.
Recite! Exterminatus Extremis, Volume 403, Chapter 12, Opening Passage.
To conquer the monstrous, we must be then yet more monstrous. For we are at war with a galaxy of horrors, with the Xenos, the Heretic, the Abominations of the Warp, all who seek to threaten the righteous destiny of the Imperium of Man. A single drop of mercy shall cost us oceans of innocent blood. We cannot afford pity. We cannot...
Enough! Enough, my boy. I am satisfied.
Thank you, Master. Thank you.
Enough!
Thank you.
You understand, don't you, Stefan? The importance of feeling nothing. It is for your own protection. For to realize what you have become, to behold and be horrified by the monster we have made of you, to comprehend the moral gravity of the atrocities you are compelled to commit. Well, such a revelation would be enough to drive a man of reason irretrievably insane.
I see. Yes. I see.
Adherence to protocol relieves us of this burden, Stefan. Discourages corrosive thoughts and feelings. Through procedure, do we achieve purity, as the Administratum like to say.
Will you see me?
Yes. Yes, I see you. I see you.